You know, about every decade, it occurs to America that our own South's cooking is pretty extraordinary. Now, we're in one of those moments now. And there's a lot to love there. But the Southern biscuit, that's one of those separating the men from the boys achievements. So many types, so little time. Well, Natalie Dupre is one of the biscuit queens. You know her from her many series on TV on Southern cooking and her books. The latest is a life work of sorts. It's called Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking. Natalie, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Now, I want to talk biscuits with you because the biscuits I had at your house many years ago in Atlanta, that was my biscuit epiphany. I mean, they were like angel's wings. I had never eaten biscuits like this. So let's talk about that. Now, you break this down in the book, and I think you do a great job of it. Let's break down the process. First of all, the flour in the South is different from the flour anywhere else. So it's a self-rising soft wheat flour.
Right.
White Lily is one of the brands that everybody loves, right?
Right. There's Martha White as well. There's Southern Biscuit flour. There are a lot of different ones. But their commonality is that they're winter wheat, or historically winter wheat. And so that meant they were grown in the winter, where Midwestern and Northern wheats were grown in the summer. And so they had lower gluten. And this was disparaged by the North, but it was wonderful for the South, where there was a tradition of English food, which included hardtack and some of those harder biscuits before the advent of baking powder. So it is lower in gluten. You can tell that by looking at the side of the package under protein.
So the protein content should be what, about 8 to 10 grams of protein?
Well, for Southern flours, they will go down to 8 or 9, and Northern flours or bread flours will go up to 14.
But if we in the North, if you mix all-purpose flour with cake flour, you should be able to simulate it. You have a formula
right.
in the book that tells
that's
you
right.
how to recreate that. So that's the piece about the flour. Now, the fat, we're talking butter or lard or shortening.
Right, and whipping cream as well. I tell everyone if they really want to make a perfect biscuit, go to the grocery store and buy lard, shortening, and butter, and whipping cream, and several kinds of flour,
right.
and go to their kitchen and lock themselves in and practice making the biscuit that they like the best, because everyone likes a different biscuit. And once you get to the biscuit you like, then you can learn to accommodate, if you want to, somebody else's biscuit or somebody else's mother's biscuit. So, but you have to practice. It's not something that people are born with. They learned from watching. For instance, Kate, who was a wonderful biscuit maker, and we break down her process.
Those were the biscuits I tasted in Atlanta. They were made by Kate Almond, right?
That's right, Almond, right.
Yes.
And Kate's dough was really always very wet. You can stick your finger in her dough and there will still be dough clinging to your finger when it comes out, little speckles.
Right.
Not globby wet, but wet.
Right, and that allows for a lot more steam.
Yeah, and as the dough sits, interestingly enough, it does get drier. Sort of seems to absorb the flour a little bit. So if it's dry when you start, by the time you roll it out, cut it out, you're going to be in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Now, the three things that combine in making flour activated are liquid, manipulation, and heat. And then if you add fat, that will tenderize the dough. So we work our biscuit dough, and just like our pie dough, as little as possible. And the lighter the fat, the lighter the biscuit. And my favorite biscuits to teach with are the two-ingredient biscuits that we make, which are just self-rising flour and whipping cream.
Wow.
When we just lightly stir those two together and then plop them out, and there are some plastic boards that you can buy in the grocery store that fold, that are like $3 for $2. And if you have those on the counter and you just plop your dough out on them with it lightly floured, and then you fold those plastic sheets, or you fold it with your hands, pat it out, fold it again, pat it out,
so you're
fold it
building
again.
Layers like a puff pastry.
You're building layers like a puff pastry. You're not kneading it. Kneading is a vicious word. We don't knead biscuits. We manipulate them, or we pat them. So we pat and fold the dough in half twice, and then the third time we cut it out. And you can fold it more like a puff pastry if you want to, but we have a two-fold biscuit, and then the third time you cut it out. Then it splits easily so that you can put butter in it.
Natalie, thank you for teaching us how to make biscuits.
Thanks, Lynn.
Natalie Dupre is co-author with Cynthia Graubart of Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking. Now, a good launch for making biscuits is that recipe that Natalie talked about, two-ingredient biscuits, and it's on the website, splendidtable.org. And by the way, Natalie is a genius with tricks, and she has one for figuring out the hot spots in your oven. This is what you do. You lay out white bread slices on a cookie sheet, and you bake them. And then you'll see which part of the oven is hotter or cooler by what browns and what doesn't. Genius.